Hello.
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 Yeah, hi sir. Sorry, the line got disconnected somehow. Your call is connected to Microsoft. How can I help you?
Well, I've got an Apple platform security message to say that the computer's been infected.
Okay.
And to call Apple support, and that's the number that I phoned and got onto you.
Okay. Will you please let me know what is the exact thing you can see on your computer right now?
I can't hear you properly.
Can you hear me? Is it better?
That's better. Thank you.
Can you tell me what is the exact thing you can see on your computer screen?
Access to this PC has been blocked for security reasons.
And you're using a Mac computer, right?
Sorry?
You're using an Apple computer, right?
That's correct.
Okay, allow me to check that. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes. Now, what we will do, sir, as we can see in our server, your computer has downloaded some malicious file and some viruses. That's the reason your computer security is got alerted and your computer screen is blocked, okay? So what we will do, sir, we will simply go ahead and upgrade a firewall security so you can fix up the problem of your computer, okay?
I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you. You'll have to repeat that again, please.
What I will do, sir, I will simply go ahead and guide you to unlock your computer so you're not going to face any problem, okay?
Okay. Well, we'll see how we... Yes, I hear you now. You're going to guide me through it, but
yes.
I'm not particularly computer literate. My wife is not available at the moment.
That's not a problem. We are here to help you. And we will guide you in a very good way, so you are not going to face any problem, okay? The thing is...
Tell me, how do I know that I'm making a legitimate phone call?
Because, let me tell you, sir, like, the customer support never ask if you're a single person details over the phone. And as you got a number from your computer screen, you called us, so we are just here to help you to provide you the proper security. To block all those junk and viruses which is infected on your computers right now, okay?
Okay. We'll see how we go.
Not a problem, sir. If you face any problem, if you have any question, you can simply ask me on that time, okay? Now, will you please let me know one thing? On your computer screen, you can see the alert right now, right?
Sorry, I'm just having...
On your computer screen, what you can see, sir? On your computer screen, what...
On the computer is a message. The following data has been compromised, and it lists four data sets on the computer.
Okay.
Apple platform has found potentially unwanted adware on this device that can steal your passwords, online identity.
You can understand, sir, your computer has downloaded some harmful malicious file which can harm your details, whatever you do with the help of this computer or whatever that you do with the help of this internet right now, okay? Do you know how to open a Google browser on your computer? Do you know that?
Sorry, open
Google.
Open.
Google or Safari browser.
Well, do I now get out of this screen that's Apple platform security?
Yes. Get out from that screen first.
How in the hell do I do that? How do I... Oh. I can't get the cursor.
Okay. On your keyboard, have a look. Do you see a command key? Command prompt key?
A command key.
Yes, on your keyboard.
I don't know what a command key is.
Have a look on your computer keyboard. On the very bottom left-hand corner.
Oh, I see it. Yes, command. Yes, I've got it.
Yes, you are doing right.
There's two. There's one on the left and one on the right.
Click on the left one. Click on the left hand one.
Okay. So press that.
Yeah, just press on that. And after that, do you see any changes?
There is something coming up, but it's blanketed. It's covered by the Apple platform security message.
Okay, can you do one thing, sir? For temporary messages, we were just going to remove the security warning, okay? After that, it's just going for 10 minutes. Can you turn off your computer and turn it on one more time? Switch it off and turn it on one more time, okay? Switch off your
That's what you want to do now, is it?
Yes, first switch off your computer, then switch
So you want me to... You want me to switch the computer off using the main switch?
Yes. Just switch off and turn it on one more time.
I'm losing you. I'm losing your voice.
Switch it off your computer and turn it on one more time, okay? Turn off and turn it on one more time.
Switch it off?
Yes. And then again, switch it on.
Are you sure you want to
shut
down your computer?
Yes.
So I do that?
Yes.
Now there you go. Are you sure you want to leave this page?
Yes.
Click to exit full screen.
Click on exit, yes. Click on exit.
So we do that. Click.
Yes.
Okay, done that. Now, the computer now is come back.
Now, do you know how to open a normal browser, a Safari or a Google?
Yes, I do.
Open
Safari?
Yes, because the security warning is gone for only for 5 to 10 minutes, okay? It will come back again after 5 to 10 minutes. So do one thing, you open the Safari? You are in the Safari right now?
Here it goes. Search or enter website name.
Yes. Click on that and type there W.
Sorry. The blue line is very slow coming across.
Okay, take your sweet time, sir. When you can see a search panel, give a click on that.
When I see a bigger pattern?
Do you see search for URL or type here? Do you see anything like that?
Now what's happened? The computer now has switched off.
Okay, switch it on one more time, sir. Switch it on one more time.
Okay.
When your computer is on, please let me know. Try to open Google. If you have a Google on your computer, try to open Google, okay?
Yeah, okay. The circle is spinning round.
Okay. And will you please let me know one more thing, sir? Do you try to visit any unwanted website or do you try to download any software from any unwanted links? Like porn websites or anything?
Well, no. I was doing some research, going to various commercial websites. There's nothing happening here now. Maybe I'll try and switch it on again, do I?
Yes, try to switch it on again. Ah, jeez. Is it on?
It's coming on now, I think.
Okay, if you use Google, you need to open Google, okay?
Look, I've got the Apple symbol up, and the black line's going along.
Wait for a second. It will take like some time to turn on your computer, okay? Wait for
it. See, should I be getting in touch with the bank to alert the bank?
No need to. Like, first of all, we need to check whatever the activity is just compromised by the hacker or those person, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Then we will let you know what you need to do for your personal identity. So no need to worry about right now. Let me check each and everything.
Okay. Yep. That makes sense, what you said. The black line is still coming across halfway.
When you can see any changes that your computer screen came up, like all the regular icons, please let me know, okay?
Okay. It's very slow. Goodness me.
And you use
now it's
Google.
Come on, and it wants a PIN number.
Put your PIN number.
Enter password. Yeah, the trouble is I don't know the password now.
When you turn on your computer, you put a password there, right? Put that password.
318.
Don't tell me anything over the phone, sir. As this call is recorded for quality and trading purpose, okay?
No, I can't access it. There's down the bottom. There's sleep, restart, and shut down.
You don't remember your computer password? When you turn on your computer, you put some numbers there, right?
A barcode?
Yes, you need to put that one.
Well, there's no barcode on the computer screen.
No. When you turn on your computer, you put some numbers or you put some password, right?
When I switch the computer on, put in some numbers.
Yes, that's called PIN, okay, or a password.
No, I don't. My wife set it up. When I switch the computer on, I go straight into it.
Okay, what is the exact thing you can see on your computer?
Well, at the moment, it's got my wife's name up,
okay,
but it won't accept the password that I put into it.
And you know the password for that?
No, not really. Yeah.
Apart from this Apple computer, do you use any other device? Because your IP address is not safe and secure right now. So we need to secure your IP address details. Will you please let me know, apart from this computer, do you use any other device, like any smartphone?
I've got a mobile phone, yes.
And that's an Android phone or it's an iPhone?
It's an iPhone.
Can you do one thing, sir? Just be handy with that iPhone.
Do you want me to give you my mobile phone number?
No. Just be handy with that iPhone. Be handy with that, okay? You need to put the phone on speaker, okay?
The phone on
speaker.
Oh, loudspeaker.
Yes, and you know how to open App Store, right? Open App Store on your mobile.
Is that a setting, is it?
No, App Store. App Store.
App Store.
Yes.
That's an application, is it?
Yes, App Store.
App Store.
Yes, from where you can download any application or games, okay?
I can't. What? This is in the application app store.
You're using your mobile right now, right? App store will be capital A in the blue color. Capital A in the blue color, okay? App store.
Ah, dear. This is hopeless. App store.
Try to do it slowly. You can see camera. Yeah, you can see camera.
But what? It's a blue symbol, is it?
Yeah, blue, capital A in the blue color. Capital A in the blue color, okay?
Capital A?
Yes, in blue color.
I can't say I've ever seen it.
Okay, tell me what are the applications you can see. Do you see camera, gallery, contact, messages?
Well, all of those, yes, at various parts.
Tell me one by one so I can guide you which one we are talking about. Tell me one by one.
WhatsApp, gallery, camera, Google.
Okay.
Contacts, maps, Chrome. Commonwealth Bank, settings, Medicare.
After
13 tabs, photos, Facebook, sofa, something, clock, Samsung, service, calendar. 13 tabs, A, message, appointment, bomb, browser, calculator, calendar, camera, Chrome, clock, Com B, CB, contacts, Dan Murphy, Doc Scan, Drive, Duo, Email, Faceback, Finder, Galaxy, Gallery, Gmail, Google, Guest, Headquarters, Home, Instagram, Internet, Libraries, Maps, MedAdvisor, Medicare, Message, Messenger, My Files, My Optus, My Gov, OneDrive, Pedometer, Phone, Photos, Play Music, PlayStation, PowerP, Radio, Remind, Roblox, Samsung.
Sir, you are using a Samsung phone. It's an Android phone. You will find out Play Store. Do you see Play Store?
It's an Android phone, that's right.
You tell me it's an iPhone, right?
Well, I'm sorry, as I said to you, I'm not very computer literate.
Not a problem, sir, not a problem. That's the reason I'm trying to understand what you're telling, okay? Do you see something that says Play Store? Play Store?
Play.
Store.
Store.
Yes.
Play Store. Play Store.
If you can see Google, give a click on Google. If you can see Google.
I can go Google, yes, I can.
Click on Google.
So, I'm opening Google.
Yes.
Now it's open.
Now, on the search panel, I want you to type here A as in Apple letter A.
Search.
Yes, on the search, type A as in
letter A.
Yes.
Uppercase or lowercase?
You can type in any case, sir. That doesn't matter. A as in Apple letter A.
Yes.
N as in November letter N.
The letter M.
N as in November.
November, right?
Yes. Y as in Yankee.
Why?
D as in...
Don't go so fast. Why? Eddie? Yes.
D as in Delta D.
Yes.
E as in Edward E.
Yes.
S as in sugar, S.
Yes.
K as in kilo, K.
Yes.
Now search for that. Search for that. And after that...
Download any desk.
No. Do you see the first option which says any desk, the fast remote desktop?
Sorry. You'll have to say that again, please.
What is the first option you can see when you search for any desk? What is the first option you can see?
Download any desk now.
After that?
Try any desk today and see why millions of users trust for all their remote desktops.
After that?
Download any desk.
After
new
that?
New version available.
Okay. Now I want you to scroll down a little bit and you will get to see something which says any desk, remote desktop. Do you see that?
I do.
And just underneath that, do you see in like something which says install?
Yes, that's alongside it.
Yes, you are right, so you're doing very well. Click on install. Now, when you give a click on install, what you can see?
Any desk software, GMBH.
And do you see install one more time? Do you see that? Install
yes,
one more
I
time.
Do. Yes,
click
I do.
Click on install.
Done that.
Now when you give a click on install, something is circle is going on, right? When
That's
you can
correct.
See when you can see open, just let me know, okay? When you can
right.
see open, when you can see open, please let me know.
The circle's continuing.
Wait for a second. When the circle will finish, you will get to see open, okay? When you get to see open, please let me know, sir, okay?
It says, any desk is installed, clean up your phone's memory to speed up.
And after that, do you see anything, cancel or open?
It says, close or boost.
Click on close. Click on close.
Done that. Now it's got a green strip with open.
Click on open. You are doing very good, but you are telling me that you don't know how to use that. And you are doing very good, sir.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate your patience, okay? Now, when
oh,
you give up, you want...
your help.
That's my job, sir. I'm getting paid for that, okay? Now, when you tap
Thank
on
you.
Open, now, when you tap
now
on
I've
open,
got
what do you see?
A KLMS agent.
As you are talking to me, that's the reason I'm telling to you, KLMS agent. Have a look at the very bottom down. Do you see OK or accept?
It's got confirm or cancel.
Okay, confirm.
Sorry?
Click on confirm. Click on confirm.
Confirm, yes.
Click on that. Click on that.
Right.
Now, after that, what you can see? Now tell me what you can see, sir.
It's not responding to my.
Okay, just have a look, sir. Where you can see KLMS agent, you can see something
now
on the.
Now
what you can see?
There's a privacy statement come up.
Yes, we care about your privacy and security. As we are going to provide you the security for your privacy. Just underneath that, do you see something which says OK?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Click on OK, click on OK. Now, when you give a click on OK, what you can see?
Any desk plugin AD1.
Click on OK or download. Give a click on OK or download.
Install.
Click on install. Now, wait for a second.
Any desk plugin, the circle, it's the circle again.
Okay, when the installation is complete, sir, you'll get to see another option which says uninstall. If you can see that, please let me know, okay?
That's come up, I can see it.
Now, don't touch anywhere. I want you to press the back button two times. go back to time, okay? Press the back button.
You're talking about the Apple computer.
No. On your mobile, you need to press the back button 2 times, okay?
There's a boost here.
Okay, no, click, don't give up about boost. Did you see close?
You want me to hit boost?
No, just decide that boost. Do you see something close? Is he close?
Well, there's boost on the right, and there's closed on the left.
Click on close.
I click on close.
Yes, now what you can see?
Any desk plugin, any desk software, and there's an uninstall come up, a green strip.
Okay, have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see the arrow is pointing leftward. Do you see that?
Correct, I do.
Click on that arrow. Now what you can see?
Based on your recent activity.
Now I want you to go back to the home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons, okay? You will get to see a new application was added in the name of AnyDesk, the red and the white diamond color application. Just try to find out.
So I hit the home key?
Yes, the home key, and try to find out the red color application AnyDesk, okay? And just be on hold, sir. Give me 1 minute, okay? Don't hang up the call. Just be on the line, okay? Try to find out.
It's dying.
Yes.
Now I've got it.
Now what you can see?
Now. Search.
You just need to hit the home button where you can see all the regular icons, and you will find out a new application which says AnyDesk, the red color application, okay?
AnyDesk.
Okay. Just give me 1 minute. Don't hang up the call, okay? Let me get a security for you. Just wait 1 second.
Yes, I've got it now. AnyDesk. Hello?
Did you find that application, sir? AnyDesk?
Yes, I can find it, yes.
Now what you can see?
Sorry?
Now when you open that application, what you can see, sir? Do you open that AnyDesk? Click on OK. Click on OK. Click on OK.
The plugin needs to be activated.
Click on OK. Click on OK.
Function in use.
Now, what you can see?
One function in use.
Okay, and just try to scroll down a little bit. Do you see something which says AnyDesk Control Plugin 81? Do you see that?
'Spoken audio guidance and special controls that help you navigate without needing to see the screen.
Do you see something AnyDesk there? Do you see AnyDesk there?
There's an arrow pointing down.
Okay.
But advanced settings.
Okay, and do you see something that says installed services? Installed services.
Oh, install services down the very bottom, yes.
Click on install services.
I've got that.
Now you can see AnyDesk Control plugin 81. You need to turn it on, okay? Turn it on.
On. Yes, it's turned on.
Now press the back button and go back to the previous page, okay? Press the
back button.
Yes, press the back button and go back to the previous page.
How do I do that on the phone?
On your mobile, on the very bottom right-hand corner of your mobile screen, you can see a triangular color button. Do you see that? Press the back button. Just beside that home button, you can see that.
There's OK come up on the bottom.
Click on OK.
When this service is turned on, it provides remote control capability for any desk application.
Click on Allow.
It's switched on. That's all I can see.
Okay, do I go back to your home screen one more time, and you can see application AnyDesk. Open it one more time.
Go back. Right.
Home screen. Press the home button.
Yes. Got AnyDesk. I press it.
Yes, press it. Now what you can see?
AnyDesk might not work properly when battery optimization is enabled.
Click on OK or Enable. Click on Enable or OK. Now what you can see?
Tutorial.
You need to abort the tutorial by touching those red and the white flashing areas, okay? Abort the tutorial by touching those red and the white flashing areas.
Connection status.
Now wait for a second, sir. Shortly you will get to see some numbers will coming up on your screen which says your address and some numbers are there, right?
Okay.
Do you see any numbers?
There's a flashing red come up top right hand.
No, on the very top you'll get to see that where it says connection established on that same page. You'll get to see your address and some numbers, right?
The numbers have come up, yes.
Do you have a piece of paper with you so you can write?
Yes, I do.
So write down the security number on the piece of paper first. Write down the security number on the piece of paper first.
Done that.
Now,
yes,
now I want you to confirm the number slowly, okay?
Sorry, repeat that.
Read out the number slowly, sir, okay? Read out the number.
1, 1, 6, 7.
One minute. Give me 1 minute.
Yep.
What is the number?
1, 1, 6, 7.
Okay.
3, 2, 4.
Okay.
6, 2, 6.
I'm confirming your security ID, which is going to help you to get secure. 1, 6, 7, 3, 2, 4, 6, 2, 6.
You'll have to repeat that, please.
1, 6, 7, 3, 2, 4, 6, 2, 6. Right?
1, 6, 7, 3, 2, 4, 6, 2, 6.
Absolutely right. Now, for this number, we need to provide you a security password for that. So, do you see something which says set a password just underneath that number? Do you see something set a password?
I beg your pardon?
Do you see something which says set a password? Do you see that? Well, where you can see the
password.
Yeah, absolutely right. Give a click on that.
Click on that.
Yes.
Interactive access.
Now I want you to scroll down little bit, and you'll get to see something that says permission profile. Do you see that? Permission profile.
It's got permissions, and then it says allow other devices
not that
to study logging information for this
okay.
Test.
Scroll down a little bit more, sir. Scroll down a little bit more. You can see permission profile. Permission profile.
Yes, I've got that.
Click on that. Now, when you give a click on permission profile, you will get to see four options. It says default, screen sharing, full access. Do you see that?
I do.
Click on full access. Click on full access.
Yes.
Now, when you give a click on full access, you will get to see something that says enable unattended access. Do you see that? Enable unattended access.
Profile enabled. Enable unattended access.
Click on that. Enable unattended access. Click on that. Enable unattended.
It says this password is too weak.
Now you are handling the piece of paper, right? You are handling the piece of. Now I'm going to provide you the security password. Make sure the password will be all in smaller cases without any space. The password will be all in smaller cases without any space. It will be S as in sugar, letter S.
No, I'm afraid you'll have to repeat all of that. I'm sorry.
Okay. First, write down the password on the piece of paper, okay?
I've got a piece of paper here in front of me, yes.
I'm telling you the password. First, write down the password on the piece of paper. Then
okay.
You need to put on your mobile, okay? So the password will be S as in sugar, letter S.
The letter S, yes.
Yes. It is E as in Edward, letter E.
E.
C as in Charlie, letter C.
C. S-E-C.
Yes. U as in unicorn, letter U.
Yes.
R as in Romeo, letter R.
Yes.
E as in Edward, letter E.
Yes.
Number 3.
Yes.
Number 2.
Yes.
Number 1.
Yes.
0.
Yes.
So the letter should be all in smaller cases. Without any space, 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay.
The letters have got to be lowercase.
All in lower cases without any space between these numbers. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Now put this password on your mobile where it says set password. Put that password there and give a click on apply or okay. You're on okay.
Set password. So I press on that.
Yes, you are right, sir.
This password is too weak.
First, give a click on set password. Then put the password there, okay?
I'll start doing it now.
Okay.
Lowercase.
All in lower cases without any space, okay?
S-E-C-U-R-E. 3, 2, 1, 0.
And just underneath that, do you see something okay?
Now I press okay, done that?
Yes. Press an okay.
Yep.
Now what
done.
Do you see?
Permission profile.
Now
profile enabled.
Now wait for a second, sir. When we are going to activate the security ID for you, you will get to see something which says start now. If you can see anything start now, you need to give a click on start now. Okay? Click on start now. If you can see that, start now.
Yes. Press on that.
Yes, press on that. start now. Now, do you see something which says close? Give up, click on close.
Yes, I do.
Close.
Done.
Again, give up, click on close.
Now I've come back to permission profiles.
Click on close one more time. Now have a look on the very top left hand corner. You can see the arrow is pointing backward. Give a click on that arrow.
This is any desk screen.
Yeah,
support desk is now viewing your desk.
Yes, now go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons. Go back to your home screen.
So I press the home key.
Yes, press the home key.
Assistant can't start. It wants a remote address.
No, no. Press the home button still, okay? And go back to your home screen. Press the home button. Just press it one time. Just press it one time and go back to your home.
Now I'm back. I'm back. So now I enter.
Now, as you can see on your computer, your email is not safe and secure right now. Your banking password is not safe and secure right now. So what we need to do, we need to simply go ahead and secure your details one by one, okay? So first
okay.
I want you to log in to your email, okay? First, log in to your email. Log in to your email first.
You want me to go into the inbox?
Yes, try and just have a look that you received any junk email from anywhere or not, okay? Try to check that. Do you see any junk emails? Do you know how to check that?
Well, what I'm doing, I'm hitting on my Gmail, but it's coming up with messages.
Okay, have a look on the very top left-hand corner.
Yes.
Do you see three lines, three bars? Give a click on
that.
Yes,
I do. Yes, I do.
Click on that.
Now it's got Richard, it's got my...
You're doing very good, sir. Now I want you...
It's got my email address up the top.
Okay, now scroll down a little bit. And just try to check that. Do you see any junk or any spam emails? Scroll down.
Spam.
Yes, click on spam. Click on spam. Now, when you give a click on spam, what do you can see?
My Gmail address.
Okay. Now, do one thing. Just don't close this email. I want you to simply minimize this email, okay? Go back to home screen. What we are doing, sir, we are upgrading your email security so no one can get into your email, okay? So just minimize,
okay.
Just minimize this email, okay? Minimize the email.
Minimize.
Yeah, go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Back on the home key.
Yes.
Right.
Now, I want you to write down the security code for your email, okay? Write down the security code for your email on the piece of paper. It will be email.
Sorry, just bear with me.
Okay.
Just a moment.
Security code for email, okay?
Yes.
It will be E for Edward E.
E.
M for Mother M.
M.
A for Apple A.
I.
I for Indigo I.
I. Yes.
L for Lima L.
L.
70.
Yes.
221.
Two. Two,
One. We are going to provide you the second layer of security, which is for your banking, okay? So now you need to simply go ahead and log into your second activity, your banking, okay? And as for our database, we can see in our security server, you deal with Commonwealth Bank, right?
That's correct, yes.
Now just simply go ahead and log into your Commonwealth Bank and don't tell me anything over the phone, okay? Simply log into your Commonwealth Bank.
Okay.
Take your sweet time, sir. Mr. Richard. Just go to your home screen and you will find out your application there, like Commonwealth application. Open that.
Yes, I'm going through it now.
Take your sweet time.
Okay, I've logged into my bank account.
Okay, now after that, what you can see, please let me know.
Sorry, repeat. Hello?
Yes, I want you to scroll down a little bit, okay?
Sorry. I'm into my bank account at the moment.
You are into your bank account, right?
Yes.
Not a problem. So what I want you to do, sir, I want you to check that. Do you see any unauthorized transaction was made from your account or not? Just try to go ahead and check that.
Sorry. Repeat that. Hello?
Just try to check that, Mr. Richard. Do you see any unauthorized transaction which is not made by you?
You want me to go into my bank account?
Yes, and check all of your transactions. Do you see any unauthorized transaction which is not made by you? Okay? Just try to check that. Just try to check that, okay? Do you understand what I'm telling you, Mr. Richard?
Yes, but I'm trying to do it. I'm doing my best.
Okay, not a problem. Take your sweet time, sir, okay?
December 14th. I can't see anything there.
Okay, if you don't see anything, sir, just have a look at the very top.
Well, just bear with me. I've got to go back.
No need to hurry up, okay? No need to hurry
up. No, this is fair with me. I'm having to now. Everything seems alright there. There's also my wife's bank account.
Okay, and it's all good, right? You don't see any other price on that, right?
It looks all right with my bank accounts at the moment.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Do one thing, sir. Don't log out. Simply minimize this page, okay? Simply minimize this page. Don't log out, okay?
Minimize this page.
Yes, like normally you have go to your home screen. You need to do the same thing, okay? Go back to your home screen.
But sorry, you don't want me to log out of my bank account.
No, simply go to your home screen, okay? Don't log out.
Home key, right, I'm going back to the home key.
Yes.
Assistant can't start when another application.
Okay, press it one time only. Press it one time. Maybe you are keep holding that. That's the reason. Press it one time.
I've got it. I'm back on the home page.
Now, on the piece of paper, write down your bank security code, okay? Write down a bank security code.
Are you talking about... What security code? The current one?
As we provided you the email security and you written down some security code, we are going to provide you the security for your banking also. So write down the security code for your banking.
But I thought that all you've given me at the moment is my Gmail new...
Yes, the Gmail one I given you. Now I'm going to provide you for your Combank security code, okay?
Okay.
It will be C as in Charlie, letter C.
Yes.
O as in Oscar, letter O.
Yes.
M as in mother, letter M.
Yes.
79.
Yes.
062.
Okay.
Yes.
COM79062.
Yes. Now, what we need to do, Mr. Richard Hoover, we need to go ahead and block all those persons who is trying to get into your personal details like your email and your online banking. As for our database, we can find out, like we see that, like when we are doing your security scan, there were six or seven suspicious activities, okay? So what I will do,
you're going very fast.
Sorry for that.
When you've looked into the account, there has been six or seven something.
Yeah, when we providing your security on your email, on your banking, we find out there were six or seven suspicious activities going on. So what we done, sir, we fixed a call to our cyber security department who will help you to fix up the problem so in future you are not going to face any problem, okay?
Right, okay.
So Mr. Richard Hooper, what I will do, I will simply go ahead and connect this call to our senior security department manager, like from the cyber security, who will help you to get a proper security so in future you are not going to face any problem, okay?
Right, okay.
So just wait for Mr. Richard. Nice to talk with you.
Excuse me. I thought we were going to go through a number of other...
He will let you know, sir, what you need to do further, okay? And he's a very good technician. And I appreciate your patience, sir. Nice to talk to you. Please try to cooperate with him also so he can fix up the problem and you can do your normal work in future so you're not going to face any problem, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Just wait for a second. Nice to talk with you. Just wait for a
second. Are you able to stop access to my bank account now?
No, he will let you know what you need to do further, okay? Because my work is
there's been no stop on the bank account at the moment.
The cyber security department is going to help you to block all those 6-7 suspicious activities.
They
will let you know. Okay, Mr. Richard, you don't need to worry about that. You are in safe hands right now, okay? And he will help you in a better way. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line, Mr. Hooper. Your call has been transferred to Travis. I am the chief engineer at Cybersecurity Cell Australia. I believe you are having a very enthusiastic day.
You could say that.
Well, I can understand. Well, you, first of all, I will tell you one important thing, that do not get disheartened if something like that has happened when you wanted to have some entertainment. It's a basic requirement for everybody. But still, it's quite unfortunate that you had to face it in this manner. So, gentlemen, first of all, I would like to ask you, do you remember which website did you visit when you got that virus into your computer?
It was, I think I was on YouTube.
You were on YouTube?
Look, I was looking at model aircraft radio control, electronic system. I was on that website, and then I went on to the YouTube.
Okay. And the moment you went into YouTube, you got that malware affecting your computer. Am I correct?
Look, I think so. I think that's what it was the message from security, from from your organization.
That is correct. Now, gentlemen, there is a reason why you have been sent that notification. The thing is that for last couple of weeks, we have been continuously receiving errors and malware dysfunction from your network. And that's the reason we surveillance your network, and we saw there is a huge threat lurking behind, which you should be aware and must be aware of. But unfortunately, it wasn't the case. You were totally unaware of the things which were going on with wrong with your computer and your devices. So first of all, I would like to ask you, by any means or any chance, have you ever shared your details with any random stranger, apart from the friends or family members?
No. Certainly not.
You have never done that, and I'm truly trusting you on that, because, gentlemen, as you have not shared your details with anybody, I'm certainly sure that these are some unsolicited people who have got into your network without your permission, and I'm sure you are definitely not liking it.
But what I'm interested in is this an individual thing, or have they just accessed the platform?
They have already accessed your network, gentlemen. They have had malware dysfunctions which resulted in leaking out your information. Your personal and financial information both are at stake. And this is the reason why I tell you that, Richard, we have to be very careful with each and every upcoming step.
I do understand all of that, but what I'm getting at is, have I been specifically targeted, or is it a network thing that we involve with other people?
Your device has been specifically targeted.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
Now, the reason I'm telling you that is the IP address which I see from your end is kind of shared. And you should know that the IP address shall never be shared by anybody else, because
when
it
you
is your unique identity. Yes?
When you say shared, shared with whom?
Shared with some unsolicited people who are tackling your detail, your computer, from different parts of the country. As of now, they are totally unknown because they are unsolicited, and secondly, they are constantly fluctuating their IP address, which makes it impossible to be traced.
This is a situation
which has happened to quite a lot of people in our country, and this is the only reason why you have been put here to speak to me, so that I can guide you in the best way possible. Gentlemen, without any further ado, can you please tell me what are the basic online activities you have done so far with your devices?
What activities? I've done some payments using my phone, an Android phone, and other than that, it's just been accessing data through the Apple Mac computer.
I'm getting your point. So basically, you have done the regular activities like online banking, shopping, emails, etc.
Well, I paid for the accounts, that's right, yes.
Yeah, I'm getting you, sir. And Richard, these are the basic things which get targeted primarily. And when the hackers get successfully into your credentials, into your vicinity, it is very easy for them to extract all kind of valuable information like your bank number, DSB number, etc. Everything. They all can see it. So
well, does that mean that we will need to change our, I guess I've been given a new PIN number for my Combank. What about the actual banking details, the identity of the bank and your personal bank number, bank account number?
Well, when these hackers manifest into someone's network, which they have done in your case, they usually steal all kind of banking information along with the balances. So if you have any accumulation of funds into your bank larger than 10,000, I'm sure they will definitely try to take it away.
That's the whole thing. We sold a house and we have put significant funds into bank accounts.
Oh dear. So I believe that transaction was very recent, or was it quite a way ago?
Oh, no, it was some time ago, last year. But I need to get in touch with the bank to alert the bank.
Well, your bank is definitely a server which gets notified by itself. So if anything wrong happens, your bank should contact you in the first place. That's how it is. But
can you just tell me,
have your bank contacted you about anything so far?
No, they certainly haven't, but I'm concerned that I'm spending time here, and maybe I should be contacting the banks as a priority with my time.
Well, I'll tell you one important thing, gentlemen, that whatever we are doing right now, it is a bridge to get your security. And when I say security, dear, these hackers need to be removed. They are a threat to the nation, and they have affected you. Slowly and steadily, they will be infecting many other people. But
there is
one more thing I would like to add up, that why hasn't your bank alerted you for any reason? I'll tell you why, gentlemen. Because we have had quite a lot of speculation going that these hackers usually get some of the bank employees from different banks into their into their team. Basically, what happens is when you have got somebody inside the headquarters, then I believe the entire work is really easy.
I thought there was a number of other details that we had to talk about. Like, for instance, the email and the Commonwealth Bank I discussed with the previous caller. But I thought there were some other things that we needed to talk about.
There are a lot of things that you need to know about, which is the main reason why I have put here to be spoken to you, right? My duty is simple. That is to guide you in the best way possible so that you can come out of any bad situation. Because you know what? Usually what happens is whenever people get infected, first of all, they do not know about that thing for a long time. And during that course of time, the hackers usually steal all valuable information by then, which I believe is the case in your situation. So by now, I'm pretty much sure that the hackers have done quite a bit of damage, and we need to get to the root of the problem. Unless we do not get to the root of the problem, how would we treat it?
Can you
tell me what exactly do you see on your mobile phone screen?
Well, there's nothing.
All right, do one thing. Can you just get to the home screen where you see the regular icon?
Sorry.
Can you get to the home screen, please?
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
All right.
So what other things do we need to be notifying? What other personal information should I be taking action on?
I'll tell you, sir. First of all, you please let me know that do you have a valid driver's license or a passport?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And I believe it is not expired.
That's correct.
So basically, these personal information are usually targeted because the hackers portray to do their illegal activities.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, look,
we'll
have to get to the point because I want to get in touch with the bank and let them notify of this problem.
I'll tell you one important thing that will definitely clear a lot of clouds in your head. Because, dear, you're thinking that if, by any chance, the bank is not involved in this investigation, why wouldn't they give you any alert notification in the first place?
I'll have to go, sir. I really will. I thought that there were about seven things. There was the Gmail, the Commonwealth Bank, that I thought we were going to be talking about. Now, you're talking about the generality, and I can understand your concern. But
I'm not talking about the generality, gentlemen. Can I
you
got
to understand my position. I need to get off this phone and get in touch with the bank. That's my priority at the moment.
Dear, your bank is the topmost priority, just like you did for me as well, you know, because your financial security is very important. And we are going to discuss just that, what can we do in order to safeguard all of the funds you have in the bank. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that, why you should not ring the bank is that, can you just bring up a Google page, sir, on your mobile? Because I need to show you something which will clear a lot of doubts in your head. Now, the reason is, gentlemen, that as you know, that our country has a lot of banks, be it private, be it public. We have a lot of banks, and they are all available to our options, right? Now, you should know that banks are given a huge responsibility to safeguard all the funds that they have had. Is there a problem, sir? Can you hear me, sir? Are you there, gentlemen?